You're now tuned in with Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Don't go away. What is going on, everybody? I hope everybody had a great day today. Look, you guys, so I didn't really plan this one, but it's kind of something that I wanted to go ahead and do. So for those of you who don't know, I work for the school system down here where I live, and I saw something today that it really hit me, you know, because the thing that I saw, that was me when I was in elementary school. And, you know, I wasn't going to get involved with this situation that happened, but the gentleman, the kid, he came up to me because he just, I don't know, I was there, and he needed somebody to vent to, you know, because he was upset. Anyways, something happened in gym class, whatever it was, and this kid, he's a bigger kid. He was very mad. It wasn't even an upset. It was more of a, I'm angry. And it's not the best school, you know. The kids act all types of crazy, but they're still kids, you know, and it's definitely one of the lower income schools. So you may just need to be there a little extra for these kids, you know. You never know how somebody's growing up. But anyways, he came to me and he says, Mr. Rob. So what's going on, buddy? He goes, man, I just need to talk to you. I just need to talk to you. It's a fifth grader. I said, all right, talk to me. I'm listening. Talk to me. What's up? And he told me what was said. Now, of course, I understand there's two sides to every story, but this kid was genuinely upset and mad and angry and frustrated and annoyed. He just looked like fire could have started coming out of his ears, you know? And he told me what was said. And I said, hey, man. I said, what's your name? He told me his name. I said, you like who you are? You like yourself? He says, yeah. I said, then don't you worry about what anybody else says to you. I said, you do you. I said, of course not. Don't get in trouble. I said, but don't let anybody tell you that you can't do something or you're not good enough to do something. And the situation that occurred was something along those lines of, he can't do it, you're not going to, blah blah blah, you know. And I told him, I said, man, you are you. You do what you want to do. And I said, you're young, you know what I'm saying? I said, you have your whole life ahead of you. I said, and what I'm telling you, it may not really make sense right now, but really try and take what I say and listen to it, you know, and just trust me. I said, you do you. You don't worry about what other people are saying about you, you know, behind your back, in front of your face. Don't worry about it, because all that's going to do is work you up, and that's what they want to do. And them seeing you upset like this, I said, they're winning. I said, that's what they want. They want to see you upset, and there's no reason for it. I said, whatever they said to you, I said, forgive them. You know, you don't, and I told him, I'm not saying forgive them for you or for them. I'm sorry. Forgive them so you can say it's over with. It's done with. I'm going to move on and cut them out of your life. You know, and I know my lesson this morning was about forgiveness, you know, and forgiving people and moving on. And that's hard. And kids don't really understand. They just want to go, 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 go. You know, they don't really understand the fact of forgiving and forgetting. They just want to fight or argue back and forth. When at the end of the day, all that's going to do is dig you a deeper hole that you're going to have to sit in, you know, and it's hard talking to younger kids because they don't have the same mindset as an older person. You know, their mindset is I'm going to do what I want to do, whether it is bad or good. And whoever gets my way, I'm going to cuss them or something like that, you know, something like that. And I told this guy, I said, hey, man, so what do you want to do when you, you know, go to the middle school? He says, man, I want to play football. I said, well, there you go. I said, if you keep a mindset of I'm going to get through these last 44 days of school, go to middle school, go and play football, you know, and even if football doesn't work out, play a different sport. I said, but you have to keep your grades up. You have to stay out of trouble. I said, because, man, they will be quick to throw you off that football team. No matter what happened, whose fault it was, when they find out, hey, this kid's on the football team, let's cut him. And they're going to cut him. They're going to cut you, you know, and that's what I told him. And he said, my brother and my dad, and they both play football, and I want to take after my dad. And I said, well, then you put your mind to it and get it done. Do what you have to do to be on that football team. I said, because playing football, especially starting off in middle school and going all the way up to be playing in high school, I said, man, you can get yourself a good scholarship, go to college for free, and play football and continue to go on and maybe one day make it to the NFL. I said, but it all starts with you doing good and you behaving, listening to your teachers, doing your work. And this went on for about 15, 20 minutes. And right before he went back to class, I said, hey, man, look, if you need to talk to me about anything, I said, you find me. Of course, let somebody know, let your teacher or something know, but you find me and I'll help you. I'll be that guidance for you to keep you on track because I want to see you do good. And I told him, I said, man, I said, they mess with me in high school and elementary school too, buddy. I said, they mess with me every single day. And I said, I did what you do, that I got mad. And I said, I understand why you're getting mad, but there's better options rather than fighting or talking back, because all that's going to really do is get you in trouble. You know what I'm saying? And I know you don't want to be in trouble, and I don't want you to be in trouble, you know, because what you do in elementary school is going to follow you. It's going to follow you all the way up. You graduate, you know, it's gonna be in your record. You have a record. I don't care if it's a different school, you have a record that follows you. If you move to another state, it's following you, you know, and it gives that school a sense of mind of how this kid is. And if you act up and all this is in your record in elementary school, you think that football team's really gonna look at you? Well, this kid's done nothing but getting in trouble. Man, I don't know if I can rely on him to be able to play football. You know, what if he gets in trouble in here and that's it? Now I got to find a replacement. I told him, I said, ignore those people. You know, don't let them get to you. Because at the end of the day, you're doing good for you no matter what comes in your way. And of course, my favorite word on this show, perseverance. Of course, I had to explain to him what that was so he could understand. But I told him, I said, go do what you want. Set that football as a goal. Now, everything that happens to you in elementary school, picture that as struggles. And when those struggles happen, it makes you angry and it makes you mad. But you have to overcome those struggles to get to your goal. You know, and I told him, I said, man, I have struggles every day, you know, struggles that come along my way that I have to deal with, whether I deal with them by myself or I deal with them talking to one of my friends, my therapist, whatever. I said, perseverance. I said, overcome those struggles. And when you do that, do it the smart way. Overcome those struggles in a smart way. You don't have to go back at the other person. You know, you don't have to go back and argue and fight, because argument's going to turn into an altercation. And that's even worse. You know, you get into a fight, and depending on how it ends is depending on if you still go to school or not, you know. And I told him, I said, just be you, succeed, set that goal and hit it. Go for it, you know. And if you keep your mind with a good mindset and you stay positive and you stay in a good mood and you don't let those other people get to you, so man, I said, you'll be just fine. You know what I'm saying? If you do what I'm telling you and you listen to me, you will be just fine. And I said, you're always going to have those people trying to bring you down and trying to get you off track. And this is what it's like when that happens. And all you have to do is jump back on your train and hit the railroad and keep going. It's a long train ride. I said, but as long as you stay good and stay on track, I said, you'll be just fine. I said, ask for help. If you need help, ask for it. You know, don't be scared to ask for help. And I can see, as I was talking to this kid, that he was actually really listening. You know what I'm saying? He was, and I feel, you know, I don't know if he did or not, but I feel that he took what I said and he made I made an impact on this kid's life. You know, and it may not be this huge impact, but I let him know, hey man, if you stay on track and you ignore these clowns, you'll do just fine. Obstacles will come, struggles will come, overcome those struggles and move on. You know, you're not going to come through one struggle and it's going to be good. You know, you may come through, well, there's no may about it. You will come through other struggles as you move on closer to your high school and closer to graduation, you know. But if you keep a positive, happy mindset, you'll do fine. You'll do just fine. And that went on for like 15, 20 minutes, you know, and I walked him back to his class, and before he walks in the building, the classroom. Before he walks in the classroom, he kind of stops and turns and looks at me, and he gives me a high five, you know, and he says, thanks. He goes, thank you, Mr. Rob. I said, hey, man, if you need anything, you find me, let me know, you know, and I'll be here for you. You know, I'll always be here to talk to you and keep you on track. If nobody else will, I will. You know what I'm saying? I'll be that mentor for you, you know, but I want you to succeed and I want you to do good. And I want you to ignore these people that tell you otherwise, because you don't need that in your life. I said, you're young. You know what I'm saying? You're young. You don't need to be listening to these clowns, you know, they're just trying to. And the people he was talking about, when I say clowns, I promise you, I mean clowns, you know. And they're just people looking to get attention. And my biggest thing is a bully bullies people to make them feel good about themselves. That's been my intake on it my entire life. And it's going to be that way and stay that way. But that is what I believe a bully does. Why a bully does what a bully does is because they're not happy with themselves. So they want to make other people not happy as well. And I don't care. That's the way I look at it. It's going to be that way. It's been that way for 26 years. It's going to stay that way. But I just wanted to come on here, guys, for a quick 15, 20 minutes and tell you guys that because bullying nowadays in these schools is getting out of hand. It is getting out of hand. And nowadays, these teachers, they can't do nothing. I'm going to call home. Well, okay, call my dad. Call my mom. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, when I was in school and people were way older than me, you know, they whooped you. They got you a ruler or a switch and they hit you with it. You know, but you can't even break a fight up anymore, you know, because it's just going to end in a whole nother situation. And it's a big this big investigation and everything. But I felt like it was like 2 hours before school ended. But I feel like I made those last 2 hours. I made him feel good because honestly, every time I was in the hallway after that, he was minding his own business. He was quiet, walking in line. He would go to the bathroom in, out, you know, and this was one of the kids that went in the bathroom, fooled around, had to get told to go back to class. So I hope that he takes what I did say and continues to behave. There's 44 days left to school. Just be good. Then you're in the middle school and keep doing what you're doing and everything will be just fine. But bullying, man, that's a big touchy subject for me because I was bullied, you know, I was always bullied. And one of the main reasons that I was bullied was because of my weight. I was overweight. That's always the number one target for bullies is let's look for the biggest guy and crack jokes because it's easy. And, you know, you are you. If you're bigger, you're bigger. You know, if you're super skinny, you're super skinny. I don't know what health problems you have, if you have any. You may just be a bigger guy, and that's fine. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But you have those bullies that think that it's a problem, and they constantly want to make fun of you and do what they need to do. But I hope that this kid really does take what I say and does come to me, you know, and has faith in me that I will guide him in the right direction. You know, and that's what I'll continue to do until he goes to middle school. But I just wanted to come up here and tell you guys that, you know, and there's not just, this isn't just happening in schools. There are adult bullies, you know what I'm saying? But most adults deal with it a different way rather than the way younger people deal with it. But don't be a bully. And if you work around kids and children, be there for that kid. Be that kid's mentor, you know. You don't know what that kid's going through at the house. You know, if he could... you know, there could be kids that come to school and that's their happy place because they just don't like it at home or something's going on at home that they don't necessarily want to be around. You know what I'm saying? I've ran into kids that were super sad about spring break because that's a whole week away from school and they just don't want to be away from school. And not necessarily because they like to learn, you know, but I'm not sure what happened there. But because they have friends and they like their teachers that they have because they may help them in some way. You know, you just don't know. So if you work around kids, be that mentor for them, you know, be that person to give them, to build their confidence and that motivation to get them to where they want to go. And I just feel like I made a change on this kid's life and it made me feel really good about myself. And I definitely wanted to come up here and share that experience with you guys. But I'll be back on here tomorrow, guys, and tomorrow morning is when I'm going to record my other episode. And tomorrow's topic is gratitude, you know, being grateful, you know, having gratitude. It's going to be a good one. So hope you guys tune in to listen. But I hope everybody had a great Tuesday and a great night. I'm about to go make me some chicken and hit the hay. I appreciate you guys. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Thank you so much for all the love and support, you guys, and I hope to see you guys back here again soon. Tell your friends, tell your family. Remember, stay positive. See you guys.